Hello, Mom and Dad. Now I'm back in On K. I'm not up at Kontum anymore. It's quite exciting, I have to admit, up there. Saw five mortar attacks. I was in three of them. Not for very long, of course. But all in all, it's pretty interesting. The month we were up there, between us and the 173rd Airborne, killed 1,000, oh, approximately 1,500 NVA. Not much happened, though. None of our ships took any rounds or got shot down or anything like that. But the ships working for the 173rd had quite a bit of trouble that way. I think everything's cooled off up there now because they're pulling us out. I've been reading in the papers here. I've been getting there about a week old, but since November 3rd, been quite a bit written in the papers about it. But I wasn't in much of that. I did see a little bit of Hill 724, though. I think I said something about it in my last letter. If you're wondering why I sound kind of funny, I got a pretty bad cold now. It's getting down to about 60 degrees here at night. Kind of not used to this stuff. This 100 degree weather gets kind of grows on you. And after a while, it's no sweat, but it gets 75, 80 degrees, you start catching cold. Anyway, now I'm back in On K, kind of not doing much of anything. Been flying lead ship lately with the company commander. That's been pretty interesting. Other than that, yes. Today I did get a package from Daryl. I had some Corn Nuts and Cheez-Its and Hi-Ho crackers, and really appreciated that. You don't know how hard this stuff is to get and how much trouble it is. It is available in the PXs and so forth, but when do I ever see a PX? Also got a package from the folks. Had some shoestring potatoes, couple cans of peanuts and mixed nuts and all sorts of things like that. I've received your packages and everything that you've had in. My raincoat's been working out pretty good. It's been getting wet once in a while around here. We're right in the middle of the monsoons now. As a matter of fact, it's dripping outside. I don't know really what much to say about it. I got my Oregon flag hanging on the wall here, and right next to that, crossbow I bought from a mountain yard. Got about a 100-pound pull to it. On the other wall, I've got a slope hat, you might call one of those conical things made of straw. Pretty good. And then below that, I've got a satin pillowcase cover with an embroidered tiger on it. It's real nice. Also bought a chest of drawers, a big cabinet with a full-length mirror and so forth on it from a guy that was derosing. That's real handy. I can hang my stuff in it, and it'll carry everything. It's real a lot more handy than a footlocker to get into. My roommate moved out. He left Vietnam about a month ago. His year was up, and he was glad to be on his way home. So far, I've had a lot of responsibilities other than flying a helicopter. I'm a COMO officer. I'm in charge of all the signal operating instructions, which is the frequencies and code words and call signs. They're all confidential material, the actual contents is, and so I'm in charge of keeping it controlled so it doesn't get in the wrong hands. Every pilot carries one, that way they're able to contact people on the ground when they need food and so forth, when they deliver things. Also contact them as far as the enemy situation. We don't like to go in when there's doing some shooting down there. Also, in charge of emergency radios. Every pilot carries an emergency radio on a guard frequency, and they're worth about 250 apiece, and I've got 20 of those all signed out to my pilots, and I'm in charge of about $40,000-$50,000 worth of radio equipment altogether, including all of the other radios we have. But no sweat. Now, also, I've taken on the job of being a security control officer. I'm in charge of all classified information that comes and goes in this company, and I'm held responsible for it, so it keeps me pretty busy keeping things straight. This we have a inspector general type inspection coming up pretty soon, and all the records have to be straight and so forth by then, and up until I started it, no records had been kept, so I had to start from scratch. This company's been here about 3 years now, and up until then, First Cab has been working on a mission basis, and to heck with the paperwork, but nowadays it's getting kind of civilized over here, and we've got to have all the paperwork. I don't know, I've got a long tape here. It doesn't seem like I should be able to talk that long. Let me think what I can say here. Well, I just rewound a tape and listened to what I said, and I noticed I mentioned in the beginning part of the tape there about the mortar tacks I was in. Maybe I ought to explain how I was in them so you won't get the wrong idea. First one, I was just flying around Dock Toll a little bit, and it was about 11 o'clock in the morning. Charlie's getting pretty brave around nowadays, mortaring things in the daytime, but a fourth entry up there is kind of screwed up, and they don't know what to do when they get mortared anyway. So I was just cruising around out there on the reaction force, and the tower's saying they're getting incoming mortars. So what I did in that case is the rest of the flight went out low level on the hills and trying to comb them up pretty good and scout them out and see if we can find out where they're coming from. We never did find the mortars, and we never did get shot at or anything, so, but they kept shooting. I don't know where they were at. They don't have very much range, but we combed everything with a fine-tooth comb and still couldn't find them. They had real good, real well-hidden mortars. The very next day, I was hauling logistics, which is food and ammo and so forth, to the troops out in the field from Dock Toll, and I was on the ground there taking a break, because one of the LZs was getting mortared, so I couldn't haul a log out there until they get, you know, until they finished getting mortared. And there were other aircraft out there trying to take care of it, find the tubes and blow them up. But while I was waiting on the ground, just hanging around, the ship was loaded and everything, incoming mortars started coming in, so I DD'd over to the ship and started her up and took off and commenced to try to search for them again. I couldn't find them anywhere. I don't know, those guys can really hide those mortars. The third time I was on a reaction force, or taking out people that they got killed on Hill 724. It was one of the first hills that got overrun. I think it was right around 7th or 8th of November. And we were on the reaction force that day. By the way, reaction forces just are six ships that we do combat assaults and extractions and so forth with. It's just the same ship, six ships all day. Either you're hauling that or doing the reaction force one day and hauling log the next or so forth like that. But just we accomplish missions of that type, combat assaults and so forth. We were refueling at Dock Toll. And the refueling area at Dock Toll is right on the airstrip. It's on the ramp where the planes pull off and unload their cargo and so forth. The refueling area is right in that area, and there was three C-130s parked there. You probably read about it in the paper, because I read about it in the paper here, about the C-130s. And two of them were parked nose to nose, about 5 feet apart, and one of them was right behind one of the aircraft that was parked nose to nose. And all of a sudden I heard this big explosion that was about 100 meters away, and then the tower came over and said that we're having another birthday party. So I anticipated that we were getting mortared again. And then about that time, another round landed on our side of the runway about 50 meters away. I better stop and turn the tape over and let you finish. Looks like I'm about out of tape. All you do is switch reels over and play the other side of the tape. And I'll be right back shortly.